Dr. Gilbert grasped his hand and led him from the cemetery. A stylish cab was at the gates, into which the doctor made the poor boy step, and he was taken to the town tailor's, where he was fitted with clothes. They were made too large so that he would grow up to them. At the rate our hero grew, this would not take long. Thus equipped, Ange was walked in a quarter of the town called Pleur, where Pitou's pace slackened. He recalled this as being the abode of his Aunt Angelique, of whom he had preserved an appalling memory. Indeed, the old maid had no attractions for a boy who cherished true motherly affections. She was nearly 60 by this period. The minute practice of religion had brutalized her, and mistaken piety had twisted all sweet, merciful, and humane feelings, so that she cultivated in their stead a natural dose of greedy intelligence, augmented daily by her association with all the prudes. She did not precisely live on public charity, but besides the sale of linen thread hand-spun, and letting out chairs in the church, she received from kindly souls ensnared by her devout posturings, petty coin which she converted into silver, and that into gold. Nobody suspected she accumulated them, and she stuffed the gold in the cushion and frame of an old armchair in which she sat at work. It was to this venerable relative's dwelling that Gilbert led little Pitou. We might say big Pitou, for he was too large for his age. Miss Rose Angelique Pitou, as they came up, was in a merry humor as she had just sent another gold piece to go and keep company with the rest of her hoard. She was going around her seat of revenue when the doctor and his ward appeared at the door, and she had to welcome the relic of her family. The interview would have been affecting if it had not been so grotesque. The doctor, a man of keen observation and physiognomist, read the character of the hypocritical old maid at a glance. With her long nose, thin lips, and small bright eyes, she collected in one person cupidity, selfishness, and hypocrisy. As soon as the stranger stated his little text on the duty of aunts to take care of their nieces and nephews, she turned sour, and replied that, whatever her love for her poor sister, and her interest in her dear little nephew, the slenderness of her means did not permit her, though she was godmother as well as aunt, to add to her expenses.
"It is this way, Master Gilbert. This would run me into 6 cents a day extra for that lubberly..."